My fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty from around the world listening in tonight, you're welcome. I'm welcoming you back once again to the Officer Jack McLam program from the great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. What a day it's been. My goodness gracious. A lot of mail coming in. We're not going to read it to you tonight. Tomorrow night we'll give you a little bit on a letter coming straight from Baghdad. One of our own soldiers there, one of our brothers, got a few weeks before he comes home, and we want to really pray that the death slow down over there. My goodness gracious, we're getting more reports every single day, several times a day now, of more deaths occurring to our soldiers over there in Iraq and in Afghanistan, even at this time. But we're not going to talk about that tonight. Our two police and military organizations here, our police and military against the New World Order, and Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, has hunted down a guest for tonight. And he's a very special guest. He's been around for a number of years, standing up for God and country and truth for many, many years. Reverend Ted Pike's on with us tonight, and we're going to talk about something that's dear to all of our hearts. Some people are not even aware that hate crimes are coming in, hate laws are coming in, that is, to cover what is allegedly hate crimes, and this is going to be a sad day, perhaps even this year it looks like, that we have some hate laws going to be voted on very, very soon. Allegedly to help end violent hate crimes in America, but the hidden agenda actually will end free speech in this nation, especially for Christians. And so we're just happy to have Ted Pike on with us tonight, Reverend Ted Pike, and let's bring him online right now so we can get the show started. We're going to talk for a little bit, folks, and then we're going to open the phone lines up if you'd like to call in tonight. Reverend Ted Pike, are you with us?
Yes, I am, Jack. Thanks for having me.
Oh, our pleasure. Believe me, brother. We're very concerned as lawmen here about the laws that are being passed that we are going to have to enforce or either say no to and lose our profession. So we'll take this break, Ted, and we'll be right back with our program. Folks, get your relatives and friends around the radio tonight right away and get a pencil and paper. You're going to need it. We'll be right back with more.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies, utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old cop, Jack McLam, supposed to be retired up here in the Great Rocky Mountains, only working 14 hours a day right now, maybe 16 hours a day in my retirement. But it's good duty. And Pastor or Reverend Ted Pike would say the same thing. What he's doing, working long, long hours, is good duty, because he's certainly informing a lot of people. And these are such critical issues, Ted, especially as we police officers see it, that these laws are coming in that are totalitarian. They are bigoted and racist and so many things they are. And we're being asked to enforce these things.
Well, yes, there's a very definite effort by the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, to enlist police officers, police personnel, police chiefs, etc., as well as FBI and Justice Department officials into their so-called anti-hate agenda, their anti-hate program.
Yes, and I saw that before I left law enforcement. I was disabled in the line of duty a few years back, and we could see, we had a lot of contact with the ADL,
uh-huh.
And they were the ones pointing our government to who the haters were, and
yes,
who the anti-Semites were, and
uh-huh,
who the radicals were, and who all the alleged bad guys were in society. And, of course, with my knowledge, it looked like they were pointing to the good guys in society as,
yeah,
the bad guys in,
right,
society. So we were being misled as law enforcement people,
mm-hmm,
seriously. And you say they're involved in this hate crime.
Oh yes, they are.
Situation. Tell us about this.
Yeah. In my video, I sent you a video. I believe you have it there now.
I have it right
laws.
In front of me.
Hate laws making criminals of Christians. I show how that the ADL has been courting police chiefs, police departments around the country. It has been involved in all kinds of illegal activities. And there was quite a scandal back in 1988 as it was discovered that the police were working with the ADL. Actually, there were people within the police department, one particular informant, who gave the ADL something like 10,000 names of right-wing Christian conservatives, including anti-abortion people, whom the police had been spying on. They gave all those names to the ADL and so on. And what is happening is the ADL is basically, it is the covert extension of the Mossad, the Israeli secret police here in the United States. It's operating as the agent of a foreign government without registering with the United States government as an agent. And under the Foreign Agents Registration Act of 1937, it is required that anyone, any agency, any corporation, any front group that is operating on behalf of a foreign government must register up front with the American government. It's not illegal to do that, but you have to register. But, however, the ADL does not do that. And yet, in court testimony, it was found that the Mossad agents come through regularly through ADL offices, gather in information and names, addresses, and so on, and presumably take these off to Israel for a data bank in Israel.
Now, is the ADL able to skirt this law because they're alleging to be a religious organization of some kind?
Well, the ADL
has anything to do with it?
Yeah, the ADL is so powerful that hardly anybody is willing. Certainly, no one is willing in Congress except John Rarick, who did testify against the ADL years ago, and I quote him in my video. They are so strong. They are the Gestapo of the thought police of the Mossad. And the thing is that the ADL is so tightly interwoven with the creation of so-called anti-hate laws, both in the Americas and in Europe, Australia, New Zealand, and so on. They have publicly identified as the authors of these laws, the architects of them, and people do not want to tangle with the ADL. Talk show hosts, certainly politicians, televangelists, religious leaders, and so on know that if you start criticizing the hate law agenda and you start criticizing the ADL, they are going to whip back at you like a viper and accuse you of anti-Semitism, because the ADL defines criticism of matters Jewish to be anti-Semitism. And if you criticize the hate crimes agenda, you are by definition criticizing an ADL B'nai B'rith agenda. That's their baby. That's their thing. And so as a result, conservative leaders have a tendency to criticize the ACLU. That's fair game. Criticize Homeland Security and so on. And many thousands of hours have been spent on the airwaves criticizing those subjects. But they stay away from the ADL. They stay away from hate laws because that is such a subject dear to the heart of B'nai B'rith International and its civil rights, so-called civil rights arm, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith.
Let me say this, Brother Ted, that we have a lot of good police and soldier Jews in our police and military organizations.
Yes.
And we work with them all the time. Great Americans, willing to lay down their life for any American. And they're scared of this group.
Uh-huh.
You know, they give us material all the time.
Yes.
And feed it to us Gentiles here, and because we ask them questions, and they say, here, read this, read that, read that.
Uh-huh.
But man, I'll tell you, I get the impression, and I've been told this, that you don't stand up, especially as a Jewish person, and say anything negative about the ADL, B'nai B'rith, or Zionism, or anything like that. Now, there's several anti-Zionist Jewish organizations that we were talking about earlier that are doing that, but for the most part, this must be some kind of a powerful organization that the good American Jews won't even breathe about it. They don't want to talk about it.
It's true that there are Jews of good intentions, just as there were in the time of Jesus. You know, you can kind of compare it to the Pharisees and the Sanhedrin of Jesus' time.
Yes.
The people heard Jesus gladly, and Jesus was able to conduct his ministry among the Jewish people, but there were always the version of the ADL, the scribes and Pharisees, in the background, trying to catch Jesus in his words, trying to lead him to his death, and so on. And ultimately, they were able to whip up a sizable proportion of the Jewish population to shout, "Crucify, crucify him," and they got carried away with the instigations of the leaders. Now, internationally, B'nai B'rith is a huge organization. It has something like 2,300 lodges or chapters worldwide. And about one out of 15 Jews, adult Jews in the world, is a member of B'nai B'rith.
One out of 15.
About one out of 15. There's about 500,000 members and about 15 million Jews. And the Jewish community as a bloc is maybe generalized as liberal. That has been proven again and again and again in national elections as they vote Democratic.
That is true.
But nevertheless, there are Jews, especially in America. You see, what has happened over the last decades in America is that we have been so free from anti-Semitism here in America that the barriers between the Jewish young men and the Gentile girls have broken down, and Judaism has always depended to a certain extent upon racial antipathy, racial animosity, which the Talmud promotes against Christians and Gentiles, in order to create unity and a sense of cohesion among the Jewish people. But here in America, anti-Jewish feeling is so non-existent that now nearly half of Jewish young men are marrying Gentile girls, you see.
Yes.
And what is happening is they're also drifting away from the synagogues and drifting away from the Talmud and the Zohar or Kabbalah and all of these bitter, racistic forms of literature which Judaism has depended upon to keep a barrier over the millennia between Jews and Gentiles. Mm-hmm. As a result, there are more and more Jewish families and Jewish people who are just plain nice people. I remember having a wonderful discussion while I was sitting in a conservative synagogue with a young Jewish man, and when I started talking to him about matters Jewish and the rabbis and the Talmud, and he said, "Oh, at last, somebody who's intelligent." He said he had never seen anybody, even in his synagogue, who was as versed on the Talmud and the Zohar as I was, you see, and I really wish I had gotten his phone number and really made a friend out of him. But as the Jews drift away from the bitter racism and hatred of Christianity that's found in the Talmud, more and more we find suburban Jews in America assimilating and becoming just like about everybody else next door, you see.
Yes, and that's what we have in the military and law enforcement.
Yes.
We just have no divisions, you know. I guess when the bullets are flying and the rounds are incoming and the blood is flowing, boy, you don't look at each other's differences at that time. You know, you become very close, like brothers and sisters. And
as a generalization, the Jewish community is liberal. That is
a
fact.
It's
a liberal bloc. It will go Democratic. Unfortunately, we find again and again and again and again throughout the decades that The legal initiatives to remove the cross in public places, nativity scenes, Christmas lights, all that kind of thing. You look a little closer at the newspaper ad about that, and you will almost invariably find that the Jews are instigating those lawsuits against Christians.
Yes, and when we get back here, Ted, we're going to bring that right back to hate crimes and hate laws, because it's beginning to make sense to our listeners out there about why hate laws are attacking Christians. We'll be right back after this break, folks, for more about the new hate laws coming in.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Back, and I think Reverend Ted Pike has established a foundation that may be beginning to make you understand, as a lot of us hadn't for years, why these hate laws seem to be attacking Christians. And we were talking on the break, Ted and I, that and I was saying that in law enforcement, I've talked to sheriffs, I've talked to police chiefs and others in command positions. And throughout this nation, for the most part, hate laws are only applied to Christians. To if a group of blacks attack a white man, no report of hate crime is written up. It's only when the whites attack a black man, or whites or Gentiles attack a Jew, or attack a homosexual. But if a group of homosexuals attack a person that's not a homosexual, it is not a hate crime. And so it's just so biased, and it's beginning to make some sense here, Ted. Why don't you continue on and bring this into the hate laws now, because we want to get the people knowledgeable enough to take some action before these hate laws go into are voted in.
Yes.
Go right ahead.
I think I may have mentioned in a previous program how that the Anti-Defamation League sponsored a national competition among law students in America in 1988 for the purpose of arriving at a working model anti-hate law for America. And the winner of that was Joseph Ribicoff, a Jewish law student from Whittier, California. And he suggested in his prize-winning proposal that any Christian organization that showed a video which was unapproved by the government and which was critical of homosexuality, the leaders of that organization should be indicted as hate criminals. And further, if any member of perhaps thousands of members decided to stay with that organization, they would be indicted as hate criminals. And then during the 1990s, the ADL was able to sell their compromised version of their hate law to 48 out of the 50 states. And this is the anti-hate law which now has indicted Christians in Philadelphia. You've heard of the Philadelphia 11 Christians.
I sure have.
Who are doing nothing but preaching the gospel. They were thrown in the paddy wagon, held in jail for 21 hours, and now five of those are standing trial for a very serious list of charges, 3 felonies, 5 misdemeanors, totaling 47 years in prison and $80,000 in fines each. And these come right out of the model anti-hate program that the ADL cooked up back in the late 1980s. And then I should mention also that in 1990, the ADL got its bill passed, the Hate Crime Statistic Act. And that provides a very comfortable place for the ADL to teach local police officers in every precinct in the nation concerning what hate is, that bias against homosexuality equals hate. It allows the ADL to teach them in sensitivity training seminars and to instruct them on how to send basically phony, unadjudicated statistics of hate crimes to the federal government, swelling the illusion that there's an epidemic of hate in America. And then in 2000, the ADL wrote another bill, the big federal hate bill, which is called the Local Law Enforcement Enhancement Act. In 2000, they tried to get that passed, but a last-minute alert by D. James Kennedy was able to cause a flurry of protests, and it was defeated in the House. Similarly, in 2002, the ADL tried again, and I believe that my video, Hate Laws Making Criminals of Christians, which had sold more than 1,000 copies, I had information from the staff of members of Congress that video played a definitive role in defeating it in 2000. And then again in 2004, on October 8th, we were again able to defeat the Local Law Enforcement Enhancement Act on October 8th. On the ADL website, they are crying crocodile tears. They're saying, Local Law Enforcement Enhancement Act was the top of our agenda, legislative agenda. They are very frustrated that they can't get that through. But unfortunately now, even though we defeated that by a minority of feisty Republicans in conference on October 8th, nevertheless, the entirety of the House of Representatives voted in a symbolic, a non-binding procedural vote of 213 to 186 in favor of the federal hate bill, and that concurs with the Senate, which voted 65 to 33 in favor of passage of the hate bill.
Well, those were symbolic votes.
The vote
is coming up soon, is it?
That's right. And with the new Congress, the ADL and Teddy Kennedy, Gordon Smith, and so on, we'll be introducing it again, but this will be a different ballgame, folks, now than we've ever had, because now we have an overwhelming majority of members of Congress who have pledged to the ADL, basically in the gay lobby, that they will pass the big federal hate bill. Now, I just have a few phone numbers here, and I would encourage all of our listeners to call immediately to the members of Congress.
Very good. Very good. Hang on to that thought. We'll come back with the phone numbers. Please, folks, get your pencils and papers. This is so serious because they're talking about outlawing teaching of the Holy Scriptures, arresting ministers that talk about these things, and you if you talk about these things too. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies, utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Well, folks, it's at the bottom of the hour here on the Officer Jack McLam program, and we were going to open the phone lines up at the bottom of the hour, and that's what we will do. We hope that you got your pencils and papers, because we're going to talk about the seriousness of these hate laws and how they affect everybody in America, especially the Christians are coming after with these things. And so it is that time that we rally ourselves and stand up and speak out about these issues. And once again, we can have this thing put down, but not if we remain silent and do nothing. And so let's open the phone lines up. We've got James on in Nebraska, but hold on there, James, just a minute, and we'll be coming to you real quick here. If you'd like to call in tonight, folks, call in on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now, let's go back to Ted. Reverend Ted, how about giving out those numbers you were just about to give out?
Yes.
People call in and make some racket about this thing and let their elected things know how they feel about these laws.
Yeah, there's a real handy number, a toll-free number that's easy to remember. It's 1-800-TEX-LASSO. That's spelled T-E-X-L-A-S-O. There's only one S in lasso. Text lasso. And that will get you toll-free to any member of Congress. Call first. I would suggest the Republican members of Congress, Republican senators, because the Democrats have shown themselves unwaveringly to be in support of this big federal hate bill. So there's a toll-free number. And also, you know, if you have liberals from your state and you want to do some more calling, go to the government website, and you'll find all the Republican members of the new Congress. Get their numbers, and why don't you start a phone bank at your church or your conservative group and call and call and call, especially with this toll-free number, and just continue to barrage the members of Congress with this important protest against the hate laws.
That's now, so important, Ted. You were talking about how, and this is true, we knew this when we were helping Evan Meekum become governor in Arizona, that when you call, when one person calls or writes a letter, they figure 1,000 people feel the way you do.
Yes.
So it is really good to have you call back over and over again or
it
write
is.
Letters.
Oh, yes.
Because it confuses them, and they think, man, there's thousands and thousands of people out there that are against us on this.
Well, it is not confusing because there are thousands and thousands out here who have been undereducated on this subject, perhaps, and they haven't seen the media and their leaders showing them the true path of resistance. But nevertheless, once you explain it to them, they are very much against this.
Very
now,
true.
When George Bush was governor of Texas, he vetoed the ADL hate law when it was passed by the state house and came across his desk, and therefore, in case this law is passed by Congress in the next few months, there is a chance that if we blitz President Bush's comment line and his fax line, the message will get through to him that it's politically unpopular for him to sign a big federal hate bill. So the president's comment line is 202-456-1111. That's 202-456-1111. And faxes are a very effective way of leaving a paper trail as concerning your feelings. So the fax number for the president is area 202-456-1111. That's the fax number is 202-456-1111. Now I'd like to give the folks just three important things to say. Number one.
That's just what I was going to ask.
Okay.
Tell us what to say briefly.
Yeah, very,
tactfully.
Very. That's right. Point number one. 11 Christians have been arrested in Philadelphia for preaching the gospel under Pennsylvania's so-called anti-hate law. 11 Christians have been arrested in Philadelphia for preaching the gospel under Pennsylvania's so-called anti-hate law. That's your first
okay,
point.
Okay, very good.
Number two, this proves that so-called anti-hate laws actually persecute Christianity and end free speech. This proves... Point number two, this proves that so-called anti-hate laws persecute Christianity and end free speech.
Very good. Yeah.
And then number three, please do not approve of the federal hate bill when it's introduced this spring. Please do not approve of the federal hate bill when it's introduced this spring.
Now, and that very tricky name of that bill is the Local Law Enforcement Enhancement Act. They always give them the name.
Yeah.
A congressman that doesn't even read it will read that title and say, well, I'm for that.
Well, actually,
Local Law Enforcement Enhancement Act.
Actually, it should be called the Local Law Enforcement Takeover Act.
Takeover
Act. Because that's what it is. It's a massive federal intrusion into states' rights in law enforcement, particularly in states' rights civil law and civil rights law enforcement.
Okay, Pastor Ted, let's go right now to James in Nebraska. He's been holding on. Reverend Ted is on the line with you, James. Welcome to the program.
How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Unless you guys are willing to really deal with who these people are and call them out, like Edgar Steele does. Are you familiar with Edgar Steele?
Yes, I'm a friend of Edgar Steele. I've been in touch with him, especially during the Lonnie Ray hate crimes trial back in Idaho 3 years ago, three, 4 years ago.
Yes. All right, well, Edgar Steele is sick and tired of beating around the bush, as I am. The ADL are Jews. Are they not?
The ADL is 100% Jewish. It's part of the B'nai B'rith, which is 100% Jewish. That's right.
And the B'nai B'rith is a lodge. It's a Jewish Masonic lodge.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now, here's the deal. Until people are willing to stand up and say, it's the Jews, get rid of this Jewish influence in our government, nothing goes anywhere. They won't be happy. And I'm glad they threw those Christians in jail. Because I'm of the belief that that these Judeo-Christians out here that worship these Jews, that I don't know if they'll get the message when some Jew's offended by having a cross on the outside of a church and are forced to take it down. You see, in the old Soviet Union, I know a guy that used to live, came from the Ukraine, okay? In the Soviet Union, and he's about 30 years old, he moved here 3 years ago. Under communism, the churches were closed and the synagogues were open.
Uh-huh.
Are you aware of that?
I'm aware. In fact, I've written a book which has a chapter on the fallacy of anti-Semitism in the Soviet Union in the last half century. And I'm very aware that Jews, all during the last 40, 50 years, were given unrestricted rights to practically to emigrate from the Soviet Union anytime they wanted to, while the Gentile populace was under lock and key.
Well, see, here's the deal. This same kind of Jewish power game was going on before Adolf Hitler took over in Germany. The same deal.
Yes.
And Adolf Hitler was a reaction to tremendous Jewish influence and power and degradation of German society and culture.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing will happen here.
Well, you know, my emphasis is that This is going to result in tremendous persecution, or at least anti-Semitism, hatred against the Jewish people
it
someday.
Is. It's already begun.
Yeah.
Well,
when the Jewish people when the Gentiles realize worldwide, there's ADL Europe, ADL Canada, ADL Australia, when they realize that B'nai B'rith and ADL have taken away their precious liberties of free speech and other liberties, there's going to be a tremendous backlash of hatred, as there was under the Third Reich in Germany against the Jews, and the innocent Jews will suffer, Jewish children will suffer, and so on.
Now,
I do not want that, and therefore I'm calling for all Jews who might be associated with the B'nai B'rith or even with the ADL to get out of those organizations and call for their dissolving.
Well, now hold on there. You say the ADL's worldwide, right?
There's ADL Europe as well as ADL in America. Yes.
All right. Well, what is the World Jewish Congress and the World Zionist Organization?
Well, they're all tentacles of the same octopus.
They're worldwide, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely.
So that fits into one world government, doesn't it?
Uh-huh. That's the intention, the goal.
Now, I guess, you know, as far as I'm concerned, unless, you know, I don't hear any Jews out there yelling from the rooftops about this, do you?
I can't speak, but as I was telling Officer McLam, the Jewish community is essentially liberal. There are exceptions. There are far-right Hasidic type of Jews, ultra-Orthodox, who are opposed to Zionism.
But the ultra-Orthodox, they can't stand Jesus Christ now, can they?
All Jews today basically follow the Talmud, whether they are on the left with the Reform or in the middle with conservative or on the right in Orthodox or on the far right with the ultra-Hasidic. They are all basically followers of the Pharisees.
Here's my point.
Mm-hmm.
My point is, as far as I'm concerned, because you have no Jews standing up against this.
Well, you do have some, James.
Well,
yes.
Yeah, what? What? One in a thousand?
Well, I don't have a count, but I know there are some, and even Jewish organizations that are against it.
Very few, aren't there?
There's very few.
Okay,
James, we need to get back, James, to the hate crimes, because we've got to take action on this right now. You're bringing up a lot of good points, but bring it back to the hate crimes here. We need to.
We're almost out of time for the show.
We still have to stand up and get the people active on standing up against these hate laws that are going to affect every one of us.
Well, I don't think they're going to. Therefore, I'm for more hate crime, and I'm for more persecution on the Christian church, because I believe that's the only way that this is going to be resolved, period.
Well, you know, James, what really happens in the real world, and we can look at Canada as a perfect telescope in the future. As these hate laws become enacted, it's kind of like, you know, if you get in your garage and you close the garage door and you turn on the engine of your car and those noxious fumes, which you can't smell at first, start percolating up through the floorboards. Before long, you get sleepy, you don't care, you decide you're going to take a nap, and then finally you die. That's the way it is with socialism and these hate laws. And we do not want any of these hate laws enacted, because we will never get out of them. They are vicious, and what they do is they lull the people. In fact, I was on Joyce O'Reilly's program the other day, and she has shortwave deep into Canada, and a Canadian pastor up there told me that just recently, a few weeks ago, he was out trying to evangelize on the street corner and passing out tracts, and a policeman came up to him and told him he couldn't hand out tracts naming the name of Jesus Christ, because that was a hate crime.
Well, you can't do it in Israel either, can you?
That's right. And also another Christian up there called from very high in Canada, and he told me he was in favor of the hate laws, and he was completely lulled to the evil intentions of them. He thought it was a fine idea that established groups of people should be protected from vilification. But, you know, we have the idea if it gets really bad, then all the people are going to get out there with their pistols and their pitchforks, and they're going to march on Washington, and they're going to throw all the liberals out. That is not going to happen.
What happens
is the sleep of death of creeping socialism lulls everybody until finally the police come and lock the churches and take the pastors
away.
That's
right. James, listen, James, thanks for calling in tonight. You brought up some very good points, okay?
Renee in North Carolina.
All right. Let's go to Renee in North Carolina. Renee, welcome to the program.
Well, hello. Now, absolutely no one of no race, no color, no creed should ever be put in jail for expressing their opinion. Freedom of speech, I don't care who you are.
That's right. It just doesn't matter. Renee, we learned a long time ago as cops, we were told that we're not allowed to be offended as police officers. And so you could call us names, little piggies, whatever you want to call us, and we'd have to go along with it, because we had a First Amendment out there.
And that's exactly right, because the thing is, if you want freedom, you have to give it to others.
Amen.
You cannot take for yourself what you are not willing to give. Now, the thing is, though, y'all might not like this second part of this conversation. I happened to go to Washington, D.C. to bring my daughter to a conference. So while she's in the conference, I'm there, and in the hotel, I happen to meet a bunch of atheists at the buffet. And they are there to march on the mall for their civil rights. Well, they offered me a free ride on the bus from the hotel to the mall, and I wasn't about to miss this, okay? So I go with them and to see this, okay, because to me this is an event. And so I went, and let me tell you, it was horrible. The atheists were the ones who were well behaved. They had these Christians carrying these huge banners with flames, telling them they were going to burn in hell. The thing is, I hear some of these preachers get on and go, oh, we were just quoting Bible verses, but the Bible verses they're quoting aren't love your neighbor. The thing is, Jesus didn't mind sinners, but he hated hypocrites. I tell you what I saw that day, and I can prove it because I videotaped it, okay? What I saw that day churned my stomach because the atheists were well-behaved and the Christians were embarrassing. When some of these people are saying, well, we didn't do anything, I've seen some of these people in action, and these are mean-spirited people that Jesus would not claim.
Well, there's always been those calling themselves Christians that Jesus would not claim. Very good point, Renee.
As a matter of fact,
Christians get blamed all the time for people doing things unchristian. We're coming right up on a break there. Renee, thanks for calling in tonight. It's our last break of the evening. We'll be back, Ted, and we'll close out the program. We've got to get out information about how to get a hold of you and your very important video, Ted, okay?
Yes.
We'll be right back, folks.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure, 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking OxyMune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Coming in hot. We got to get out of here in just a couple minutes, so we're going to go quick here. Get your pencils and papers ready. We're going to go to Wayne in Canada in just a moment, but we want to give Reverend Ted time to get out his information. He's got a fantastic video here, Hate Laws, Making Criminals Out of Christians. Every pastor ought to see it. Every Christian ought to see it. So, Reverend Ted, go ahead and give out that information twice so people can write it down.
You can order that online. It's $24.90 at www.truthtellers.org. That's truthtellers.org. Or you can just call me here at home at 503-631-3808. That's 503-631-3808. And you give me your credit card number, I'll fire you one off. Or you can mail a check to a P.O. Box, that's Ted Pike, at P.O. Box 828 Clackamas. That's spelled C-L-A-C-K-A-M-A-S. Clackamas, Oregon, 97015. That's P.O. Box 828 Clackamas, Oregon, 97015.
We've got to move on this quick, Ted, because the vote will probably be coming up soon. They'll try to sneak it in under the radar.
Yes, they will.
So folks, please get copies of these tapes. If you can, order more than one and get them out. Get one to your pastor and pass it out among your friends.
Actually, we have a fantastic deal. If you order one video, you can get more copies at cost, which is $4 each, which includes shipping.
Wow.
So that you can order 10, you know, for $40 and really spread it out.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's the way to go.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Ted, let's go real quick now to Wayne in Canada. I want to hear this. Wayne is under these hate laws there, are you not, Wayne?
Oh, there's no question that we're under the hate laws here, and we have been so for some time. The most recent one that had been brought to our parliament was last September by a homosexual MP, a member of parliament who had lobbied for 15 years to bring out hate crime legislation against anyone who was to say anything against the homosexual lifestyle. So I would just say and urge all of the American people to get behind this and start your campaign, because these people are more persistent than anyone else I've ever seen. And most recently, we had a bishop here in Calgary, Alberta, where I am, a Catholic bishop, who had spoken out against same-sex marriages, which our parliament was considering. And he did get a call from our Internal Revenue Service, and they suggested that he should be a little more mindful of what he says, or they will look at taking away the current charitable status that churches do enjoy here.
My goodness. Now, that's persecution, brother.
No question about that.
Wayne, thank you so much, and call back in when we have more time. We'll love to talk to you some more.
Thank you, gentlemen. Keep it up, and let's make it happen. Thanks
again. God bless you, Wayne. Okay. Pastor Ted or Reverend Ted, we're out of time. The clock has run out, and I'm just thrilled to have you on. We've got to hit these subjects very, very hard, because they're coming to get us. This is not paranoia when they're really out to get you, right, Ted?
It's happening in Philadelphia right now.
Yes. Okay, brother, any last words you want to say to the people?
Just remember those phone numbers, get your calls in, your faxes in right now, tomorrow morning, and we can make a difference. We've held it back 3 times. We can do it the 4th time.
Good. And if you forgot all of that or didn't have a pencil, just put Reverend Ted Pike in your search engine and push the button. You'll find him. God bless everybody out there. Don't forget this old cop here in the great Rocky Mountains. Truly love you, America. Have a great evening. Talk to you tomorrow, God willing. Good night.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.